coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and thanks for tuning into Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Tapani Simayoki and I'm the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham. Today brings us exactly to the halfway point of our year-long survey of the cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach as we reach episode 26. And what better way to get to that point than today, Trinity Sunday, which is the first Sunday following Pentecost and marks a change in the focus of the church year. The entire first half of the church year from the first Sunday in Advent until Ascension was focused on the incarnation, life, death, resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, on his work of obtaining our salvation. The day of Pentecost was a turning point in the church's focus as the apostles received the Holy Spirit and began the work of distributing to all the world the salvation obtained by Jesus. The rest of the church year, beginning today, focuses on the church's life here and now, living by his word as we eagerly await his return in glory. The festival of Trinity Sunday itself is a rather late addition to the church's calendar, having only been established in its current form in the 14th century, and even then only in the Western Church. In the Eastern Church, Pentecost itself is considered the festival of the Holy Trinity, since it is on that day that baptism in the name of the Trinity, and hence the proclamation of the triune name of God, was begun. The Western form of Trinity Sunday is unique amongst the Christian festivals in that it commemorates a doctrine rather than a person or event. But since that doctrine, that there is one God in three persons, is absolutely foundational for the Christian faith and necessary for our salvation, it's just as well that it has a place of honour in the churches here. Trinity Sunday marked a significant date also in Bach's cantata writing project at Leipzig. Bach was appointed in the middle of the church year, and he set down to providing weekly cantatas as soon as he arrived. As a result, none of his three complete cycles ran from Advent to the last Sunday. Instead, each annual cycle came to its close on Trinity Sunday. The second cycle of Bach's cantatas began in the year 1724, which was also the bicentenary year of the publication of the first ever Lutheran hymnal in Wittenberg in 1524. That hymnal, edited by Johann Walter, contained several hymns by Luther as well as some others, and it marked the beginning of the Lutheran practice of congregational chorale singing in the divine service, a practice that has become a distinctive feature of Christian worship in the Western Church. To mark the anniversary, Bach started a project to compose a whole year's worth of chorale cantatas, that is, cantatas based on the hymn of the day of each Sunday and festival. These cantatas had a standard format. The opening and closing movements would set the opening and closing verses of the hymn, usually retaining the melody as well as the words. The middle movements, by contrast, were arias and recitatives, whose lyrics were paraphrases of the hymn, often combining several hymn verses in one movement. However, a few months before its conclusion, in March 1725, Bach's project came to a sudden halt. The reason for the interruption is not absolutely certain, but many scholars think that Bach lost his librettist, and therefore his source of words to set. As a result, for the remaining cantatas of that church year up to Trinity Sunday, Bach returned to other, more conventional librettos, based on biblical texts. We don't have any record of Bach's feelings about the interruption of his project, but it's not hard to imagine that it would have been a source of great frustration, especially since he was so close to the finish line at this stage. That he cared about the chorale cantata project is shown by the fact that when he got to the last Sunday of his second annual cycle, Trinity Sunday 1725, Bach rounded off the year with one final chorale cantata. It is this work, BWV 129, Gelobet sei der Herr, der Gott, that we will hear today on Sunday Cantata. If the scholarly theory about Bach's loss of his poet for the chorale canto series is not entirely certain, then BWV 129 would certainly support that theory. For unlike the other pieces in the series, in this one, Bach sets the entire hymn text unaltered. Had he had access to the services of the poet in question, we would expect him to have retained the more usual format. As it happens, the hymn set in BWV 129 is quite short by 17th and 18th century Lutheran standards, with only 5 verses. Therefore, setting the entire text unaltered presented no difficulties. The author of the hymn is the noted 17th century theologian and hymn writer Johannes Olearius, and it is found in most modern Lutheran hymn books under the title The Lord My God Be Praised, albeit with only 4 verses. It is a hymn of praise to the Holy Trinity with a very straightforward structure. The hymn is a doxological paraphrase of the Apostles' Creed. The first verse is addressed to the Father, the second to the Son, the third to the Holy Spirit, and the fourth is a doxology to the whole Trinity. Each of these four verses starts with identical words, Gelobet sei der Herr mein Gott, the Lord my God be praised. Only the fifth verse, which is not found in most modern hymnals, departs from this pattern, repeating this refrain at the end of the verse rather than the start. Olearius's hymn is sung more or less universally to the tune Nun danket alle Gott, Now thank we all our God, by Johann Krüger. In this cantata, however, Bach sets the words to a different melody, Ahasverus Fritsch's setting of Was frag ich nach der Welt, What is the world to me? Whether that melody was in use for the text in Leipzig at the time, or whether Bach had another reason for avoiding the tune so closely associated with the text, I simply don't know. If any listeners out there are more informed, I would be delighted to be deprived of my ignorance. You can send me email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Indeed, all listener feedback is always welcome. You're listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, and if you'd like to get a glimpse of our celebration of the Festival of the Holy Trinity at Our Saviour, visit our website, www.oslc.org.uk, where you will be able to download today's service bulletin and listen to a recording of the sermon. The cantata opens with a chorale fantasia typical for the chorale cantatas. After a jubilant orchestral introduction, with three trumpets, a flute, two oboes and timpani added to the strings in continuo, the hymn melody is sung as a slow cantus firmus by the sopranos, with a rich texture of independent parts sung by the lower voices. The words glorify God the Father. Praise be the Lord, my God, my light, my life, my Creator who has given to me my body and soul, my Father who protects me from my mother's womb, who at every moment has done much good to me. The tone of the second movement, a bass aria, is one of warm contentment, an appropriate setting of the words praising the redemption brought about by the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be the Lord, my God, my salvation, my life, the Father's dearest Son, who gave himself for me, who has redeemed me with his precious blood, who through faith bestows on me his very self, the greatest good. The melodic material is original to Bach, bearing no relation to the chorale. The accompaniment is provided by the continuo cello and organ only, whereas the joy in the opening movement is displayed with extravagant celebration by the festive orchestra. This aria expresses joy by way of warm harmonies and flowing imaginative melodic treatment of the words. Next we have a complete change of mood, as the third verse is taken up by the soprano soloist, declaiming praise to God the Holy Spirit. Praise be the Lord, my God, my consolation, my life, the Father's worthy Spirit whom his Son gave to me, who quickens my heart, who gives me new strength, who in all my need provides counsel, comfort, and help. The switch to a minor key is probably a reflection on the nature of the Holy Spirit's work as expounded by Olearius. The Christian's consolation, his source of life in death and strength in weakness, his counselor, comforter, and helper in need. The lively accompaniment by the solo violin and flute include repeated twisting runs echoed by both instruments, as well as the continuo cello, like little whirlwinds. This seems to be a subtle reference to Jesus' words in today's Gospel reading from John chapter 3. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The fourth verse is taken up by the alto. Praise be the Lord my God, who lives forever, whom all things praise that soar in all the breezes. Praise be the Lord, whose name is called holy, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This praise of the Holy Trinity is accompanied by a lively, warm-toned oboe d'amour. Just before the three-minute mark, Bach illustrates the unity of the Godhead by setting the words God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to a brief unison passage from the alto, the oboe, and the continuo accompaniment. The cantata closes with another chorale fantasia. This time the whole choir sings the hymn in four-part harmony, to the accompaniment by what the German Bach scholar Klaus Hoffmann calls, and I quote, resplendent, independent orchestral support introduced by the trumpets, which conjures up an impression of the Heilig, Heilig, Holy, Holy, sung by die ganze Christenheit, all of Christianity, together mit der Engelschar, with the host of angels. End quote. Eight times in the course of this brief movement, the woodwind and strings have rapid rising arpeggios, or broken chords, as if wafting the church's praises up to heaven. To him we now wholly with joy make resound, and with the angelic host sing Holy, Holy, who is sincerely praised and glorified by all of Christendom. Praised be my God in all eternity. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. We will now hear a complete performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's Chorale Cantata for Trinity Sunday, Gelobet sei der Herr mein Gott, BWV 129, by Bach Collegium Japan. The soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The choir and orchestra are conducted by Masaki Suzuki. This recording is found on Volume 45 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete set of Bach's sacred cantatas, published by BIS, and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
Gott, mein Heil, mein Leben, des Vaters liebster Sohn, der sich für mich gegeben, des Vaters liebster Sohn, der sich für mich gegeben. Yeah.
That was Johann Sebastian Bach Trinity Sunday Cantata, Gelobet sei der Herr mein Gott, performed by Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaki Suzuki. The soloists were Yukari Nonoshita, Robin Blaze and Peter Coy. That's all we have time for this week. Thank you for your company. While you wait for the next episode of Sunday Cantata, why not visit Lutheran Radio UK's website and listen to our rich variety of past and present programs. And don't forget to listen live as well. You can do that via the website, through an internet radio, or on your smartphone or tablet. For example, you could start your working day with a morning service and drive home to the sounds of evening prayer. For details, go to lutheranradio.co.uk. Thank you for joining me for this week's Sunday Cantata. Join me again next week. I am Tapani Simoyuki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.